You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to another podcast. And as many of you will know, if you've been listening, my name is Rodney Davidson. I'm a missionary here in Eastern Kenya with FAME, Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. And I just want to, at the beginning of this podcast, say a word of thanks to those of you who pray for us and for the work here among this tribal people known as the Wakamba. We really appreciate your prayers and we thank God for his hand upon us and how he's been blessing the ministry here, not only among the orphans, but among this local community. And I'd like to share even in this podcast about a home visit that took place this week. I go with one of our staff, a pastor called Philip. We go on the motorbikes visiting the homes, doing home evangelism. And in this tribal culture, visiting a home is counted an honour and a blessing even. And the people are very welcoming and so hospitable, so kind and very, very generous. In fact, I often am embarrassed because the people have so little, especially just now. The crops had failed. Very, very few people harvested anything at all in the last rainy season. And so now they're hoping that they'll get something in this short rains, which have not come yet. But when you go into the home and the people are sitting with almost nothing, they still want to share what they have. So generous. And I thank God for the great privilege of being able to go into these rural areas, just in the middle of the bush, little thatched, little Makuti houses, and sit down with the people. They gather around so eager to hear what you want to share with them. And I would explain that we've come as a servant of the Lord, as the slave of God, Gombo Yangai, which is the slave of God, and that the Lord has put it in our hearts to come to their home and to open up the scriptures and share from his word the message that God would have them to know. And very clearly, as God gives grace, open up the word and go through the scriptures showing that we're sinners, guilty sinners, deserving the wrath of God. And even though we deserve his wrath, God graciously has provided a way of salvation for sinners. And of course, pointing them to the Lord Jesus Christ and the finished work of Calvary. And it was at a home last year in a place called Kwanganga that we met a man who had had a stroke. I think I had shared in one of the previous podcasts, and he had attended an outreach, a Saturday night gospel outreach that we had done in that village. He was an ungodly man, never attended church, involved in illegal brew making, that's beer, illegal alcohol production in the bush. He had attended that outreach, he had heard the gospel, he had come home with literature, but he had not received the Lord Jesus Christ as a saviour. He had rejected the gospel message. The very next morning he had a very serious stroke, and it happened to be that we were in that area. And Philip and I went to his home and found him lying there on the ground, unable to move, down one side, completely paralyzed. He couldn't move his leg, his arm, part of his face down that side. But he was able to hear, he was able to acknowledge our presence, and we were sharing with him the word of God. And again, we don't push for any emotional decisions or try and talk people into making some little shallow light profession, which sadly happens all too often across this world. And people will say they're Christians and they've never repented of their sin, never surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ, never denied themselves, taken up the cross and followed him. No real trust, wholly given themselves to the Lord Jesus. So we don't push for that, but we certainly made him aware that there was a Savior who was able to save him from his sin. And the Lord put it in my heart, this is not a normal thing, but the Lord just put it in my heart, I should pray for him and pray believing that God would put his healing hand upon him and raise him up even, that he could be able to walk again, just even in a demonstration of his power in this man's life. And I really, I can't explain it, but I just believe that I was going to see that man once again able to walk. And we thank God that he answered prayer in that man's life, and God was pleased to lift that man out of his bed of sickness. Some weeks later we were back again and we met the man walking with a stick, doing a lot better And the best news was that he told us that following our visit, God had spoken to his heart and convicted him of his sin. And he had called upon the name of the Lord for salvation. And we now, almost a year later, are seeing the fruit of the transformation that God has brought about in that man's life. He's a regular attender at the local Baptist church in the little village. He walks there. When Philip went one other day to see him, his wife says, he's over under the tree. He goes over under this tree here in the shade each day to read his Bible. And sure enough, when Philip went over, an unannounced visit there, found him reading the Word of God. And they were able to sit down and rejoice together and help him to understand. And just this week, we were back at his home. And when we arrived, he wasn't actually there, but his son was there. And I'd never met his son before, a young man married with two children. His wife was there, and one of the babies was just lying in a little makeshift cot made from a few pieces of wood and an old jute bag just there under a little thatched roof with open sides. His father appeared very soon, and we sat down. I asked the son if he would be willing to sit and share and understand, if I could take time to teach him and tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ. I was asking him if he had any interest in the things of God, even now that he has seen with his own eyes what God has done in his father's life. And the son, I could tell, he wasn't taking it lightly. And he even admitted then, I used to have no interest, but he says, in recent weeks, I too have started to read the Bible also. I don't really understand it well, but I want to know more. And again, we had a glorious time there sharing the gospel with that young man and his wife. His father was there even rejoicing. The man who had the stroke, who got saved, his wife used to go to a cult church called the New Apostolic Church, very closely linked in with a lot of Roman Catholic beliefs, praying for the dead and things like that. But she has since stopped going to that cult church. And she now attends regularly with her own husband. And also she has now professed Christ as her Saviour. And so we rejoice in what God is doing. I don't know about the young man. Do pray for him. Pray that God in his mercy would save him as well. One other neighbour in the area has since also come to know the Lord as Saviour. And I was just thinking of the words of Psalm 40 verse 3. Where it talks there how the Lord lifted David out of the miry clay of sin, set his feet upon the rock, established his going, put a new song in his mouth, even praise unto our God. And it says there, especially, there's a promise, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I just rejoice in what God is doing in this community. That man has been saved. His wife is now professing the Lord. I believe God, the Holy Spirit, is working in the heart of his son. And there's some neighbours around who have witnessed what God has done there, and they too have come to Christ for salvation. So we rejoice in these things. What a glorious privilege it is just to be a slave of the King of Kings. And I hope you'll be encouraged as you listen. Do pray on. Those of you who support the work, thank you for your support that enables us to feed the orphan boys and girls and provide medical help in this community and have our Bible school and even to do the outreach in the villages and the prisons. May God bless his word as it goes forth.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that Fame is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.